Hello and welcome to Colin Bradley Artcast. I'm Stephen Bradley.
And I'm Colin Bradley.
How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to this today, Steve. Something different, something new. I'll leave absolutely. You to do all the explaining.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying out something different this week. For those that are watching the podcast on Facebook and YouTube, I think this is going to be super, super interesting. So if you're just listening, hopefully it's still really valuable to you. But if you want to watch, then pause the episode now and head over to YouTube or Facebook to watch the episode, because we're going to be showing some video and talking about some points as we play the video alongside our faces. So hopefully this is going to be something really interesting and really exciting. Basically, we've got a new class, a new free picture. I don't know if I mentioned it. I think I did last week. A seagull, which is a nice 40-minute exercise. Just a seagull head that we've put up for free on our website. It's also on YouTube. And this is a really good beginner's exercise. Small amount of pencils, limited materials that you need, a really good introduction to pastel pencils. And what I wanted to do is cycle through that exercise on the podcast and pick up key moments, and we can talk a little bit about what you're doing, why you're making the decisions you're doing. Obviously, people can watch the whole class to completely follow and understand, but think of this as a little highlights reel, skipping to key moments that I think would be interesting talking points. So that's kind of what we're going to do. Before we dive into that, how have you been this week, Dad?
Very well, Steve. Yes, and a new project I'm working on at the moment, and very excited about it. They seem to be dropping in my lap at the moment. I mentioned this before to you. I'm thinking, what am I going to do after I do this? And suddenly, boom, there it is. And now I've got two or three that I'm anticipating that I'm going to be doing. And so it's very exciting. I'm finding different things as well, different ideas and different, you know, I mean, we're going to be using some more pastel paper, pastel paper, pastel matte paper, aren't we? A few new shades coming out as well, which I haven't tried before. So altogether, Steve, I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Yeah, as far as I'm aware, from what I can see online and what we have access to, there are a couple of shades. I can't remember what it was. It's a beige colour. It might be beige. I can't remember what the actual name is already. And then a rougey kind of colour that we've managed to get hold of. So definitely want to try those out. And and so you'll be seeing those coming. We'll perhaps talk about how you're finding those when I can get those. I forgot to bring it to you last time I saw you. I have all of the pastel mat and I've completely forgot to take it with me. But next time I see you, I will give it to you, and you can do some experimenting and we can feedback some of that to our listeners as well. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Good stuff. Okay, well, let's crack on. I'm going to share my screen, which is of the video, so people can see that on screen, hopefully, all nice and smoothly. Mm-hmm. We'll obviously be talking about it as we go through. So if you're just listening, hopefully this is still interesting. But hopefully if you're watching as well, you can see everything on screen and what I'm doing with my mouse cursor. So the seagull, I'm going to skip to about 5 minutes in so that you can see that that's fully working away. I'm just going to hit play. Obviously, no sound on the video. Don't want to cover our voices with your voices, two Collins on the podcast. But yeah, this, so people can hopefully see this on screen. You're working away here. And at 5 minutes in, you're adding another color onto your base color. Mm-hmm. You're using the sand color on gray for these pictures, and I think I'll just reiterate it here because we talked about it previously, that the sand on gray Fabriano is a really lovely beginner's paper, partly because you can easily erase, and you can see the pencil eraser on screen there on the right. I assumed that you had that, you know, to hand, because you can just easily erase with an ordinary eraser on mm-hmm. on gray.
You can, yes. Well, there's two reasons for that. One is that I like to, especially if I'm using white and very light colours, I like to make sure that the graphite graphite line that I've put in there is not too strong. Otherwise, it would show up. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that if I overshoot, I can just take a little bit off. It's easier to do that with the Ingré than it is with pastel mat. Pastel mat, you can still do it, but it's not quite so easy. But then again, you know, if you're going to go into pastel mat, generally speaking, it's slightly more advanced subjects. This is very, very much a beginner's, and I've had this in mind when I was doing it, putting, you know, the limited amount of pencils. I've restricted that to, I don't know how many, eight.
Well, I can count, if I can count correctly.
there is eight. And so it makes it easier to understand. I wouldn't say it's easier for me because, you know, I have to sort of hold back, really, in something like this. But it's very important when you're dealing with beginners, particularly.
And at this point, you can see that you've put down the white, obviously, as the base color. And when we started at 5 minutes around and you're starting to use the gray, I assume it looks like a 270, nice warm gray. I can pull up the pencil list, actually, to be fair. But the that's just adding a little bit of shading on top of the white. And then you're going in with another color here. I assume it's 273, but I tell you what.
That's right. 270, 273. I've kept it to the earth colors rather than going into the bluey tone.
You know what? It's well, on my list, I've got 230 and 233.
Oh, is it? Well, there you are, you see.
So that goes to show what I know. But no, I assume there's not a really, I mean, I guess you could use either.
I think you can, yes. You can do either. And I probably mentioned that. I mean, I can't remember what I used, to be honest. Once I finish a picture, I usually forget about it then. And this was done quite a while ago when you asked me to do these. So it may be. But anyway, the two light gray and the medium gray we've used here.
Really good point here. You can see you're using that cotton bud, or yes, Q-tip, as Americans may call them. But you can just see that pop in there. I just wanted to interrupt you to show that, because we did speak about how you thought you'd try and just, you know, a nice money saver for people starting out without having to buy an expensive blender.
That was the idea, Steve. Although I've got to say that I was very pleased with that. And surprised, because I haven't used a cotton bud at all in any of my work, even right at the beginning I didn't. And so I was quite pleased. But I had to find something quite right. If you're just starting out, you don't want to go, just in case it doesn't work for you, you know, mad and buy all these things. But it did actually perform remarkably well. I was very pleased.
So I want to skip ahead a little bit now, not far ahead, actually, because we've been chatting away. Skip ahead to this eye. So you're starting to form the eye now, and you're using, I believe it's 109 here, which is the dark chrome yellow, all Faber-Castell pit pastel pencils, by the way, and then just filling in the white there as well. So it's good to see that eye coming along. And starting with the surround, which you always recommend people do. And then sort of not many colours going on top of the white really here, because, I mean, it's quite a light eye, isn't it? There's not really a lot. I can see why you chose this picture as a beginner's one, because it's, you know, basically white followed by one or two colours.
That's right. It's simple. I mean, I think this is 172 that I was using there, which is the bluey green, and it's a lovely color. But you can see the color if you look in the reference picture there. You're looking at that and you're thinking, well, what color is it? But I mean, we have to compromise a little bit with colors, particularly if I'm restricting the color palette. But here, I think it was 175 I'm using there. I think I'm not absolutely sure.
Tell you, yeah, yep.
It looks it to me. And that's what made me think it was 170 and 273, but I could be wrong on that. It wouldn't really matter a bit grazed in a situation like this. But, you know, you've got to have a sharp point with something like this. This is where I'm very insistent on sharp points, because if you mess that up, if you make that too big, for instance, you're not going to get it back again very easily. So you've got to be very careful with that. And now I'm putting a little grey in the eye as well, because if you look at the reference picture, you can see that it's a little bit greyish around the edges.
Mm.
And so you've got to put that. And it's when you see the finished picture here, you'll see that it's pretty accurate. One of the reasons why I wanted to do this was that the bill, when we get to it, you'll see that I use that pink. You see that pinky colour?
Yeah.
And that was very, very nice to be able to bring some tones and colours in.
Let's get to that section now. And because I have a question when we get to this point around here. Now, you're adding white onto the, let me just skip a little bit ahead, because you're adding white to the beat there. Mm-hmm. Now, if the whole subject is pretty much white, why didn't you add the white onto the beak at the same time as the body and the head?
Oh, you could do that, but it can get very confusing if you start doing that. I think when I do it section by section, I do this anyway. I mean, people know my work. I tend to do that. I know in advance what I'm going to be doing, but it's better really to work on smaller sections rather than larger sections.
Hmm. I suppose there's more work to go into this section that you're doing now. You can see already that you're shaping it and you're doing a bit more work on it, whereas the whole body and or the head and the top of the body that you've done is quite straightforward, I guess, right? It's quite easy to isolate that because it's just white and grey, really. And then the beak is a lot more complicated.
You've got to remember, too, that people are following this, usually on their own work. And if you go too far ahead, you're jumping the gun sort of thing. And it's better not to do that. It's better to separate them and say, right, we'll do this. It doesn't matter. Even with, watercolour or oil, although oil, people do tend to underpaint a lot. So you don't necessarily have to do that with the pastel pencil, but I think it's still the way I work, and I think most people would work that way.
Mm. So I'm just going to skip ahead to where you said that you were going to start adding that. I think it was around.
Gosh, you got me there. I can't even remember what colour.
There it is. The Pompeian red. This is 191.
Was it?
This is the bit you mentioned about adding that pink, which just lifts the picture, doesn't it? Just gives you a pop of colour.
Yeah.
Seabirds tend to have this beautiful, not just seabirds, all birds tend to have this just spot of colour that just makes them so interesting.
But you see, we've got white underneath that. If you didn't have the white on, that red would look like the pencil. Can you imagine what that would be? Too fierce. So by putting the white on first and then putting the red on, it's much softer. It's got to be darker than that. I shall add a little more as time goes on. But again, little at a time. I always say, don't try to be too ambitious.
Mm.
Wait until the right time to do something. And here I'm just giving just a little bit of clarity to the bill.
Yeah, it's very subtle on your picture, isn't it? The reference picture is very subtle. So you don't need to do much. Just hint at that shading, just to that separation.
Mm. And I'm putting a little grey on too. So I've put the white underneath, the pink on top, and then the grey. And now, just to make it really soft and reception area for the pink, Now we put it pink. Now we can be a little bit more, a little bit stronger, a little bolder. But you see how...
So were you pressing quite lightly the first time?
Yeah, very, very lightly. And now I'm putting just a little more pressure on. Not a lot. You don't have to with the pastel paper. It takes it off. But these just a little bit more. You see, I'm just pointing that out. And when people see this, I think, I hope they do this. Even people who have, you know, done a lot of my pictures. It's a nice picture to do. Very relaxed, very simplistic.
And lovely.
You'll see now I'm putting a little light. This is the light grey. Actually, that light grey, whether it's 270 or 230, whichever the colour is, it's a blender. And when I'm using it like that, I'm using it to blend the colour.
Yeah.
You see how well that's coming up now.
I'm going to skip a little bit ahead too, because you start, there we go. I want to skip to that because that's pretty much it done at this point. You know, we're half an hour in, you're pretty much done there. Mm. And now you start laying the foundation for the background.
Mm.
And, you know, the background itself already on the picture is quite simple. So you're not really having to do a lot of work, but you make it more simple because of the limited pencils and because this is just beginners starting out. And then again, you're able to use that gray that you've used throughout just to lay a foundation. Could you have put a green straight on, or would it have been too harsh?
Oh, too harsh. The whole point of this is to bring in a base color so that it weakens that effect. If you didn't do that, it would be.
And even there, looking at that color coming in, it is still pretty fierce anyway, isn't it? Looking at that color going on anyway, without, you know, with the base color on, it's still looking pretty fierce.
Mm. It would look awful if you didn't do that. Really would.
I think it's just interesting to see you turning it and tapping to take some of that pastel off. You're not actually using all of that pastel there. You just tilted it upright and tapped the picture to get some dust off.
Well, and not only that, but you're pushing the green colour into the background colour. So you're amalgamating the two tones together. That's critical when you're doing something like this. You don't want to be too bold. When you look at that, you think, oh, why don't you use a very dark green to save you time? Doesn't work that way. It's not subtle enough.
Great stuff. I'm just going to skip ahead now because we're sort of not far to the point where you do a little bit of the background and you leave it to change to the full thing there. And this is the final step that we see you do right towards the end of the class. And that's, you know, you've done the green all over exactly the same as we just saw. And then you're just going back in with that white.
Yes. And you'll see how nice that actually goes onto the subject and how nice it looks. If this was a more advanced picture, I'd have used a darker color there for the background, but I didn't want to do that because if you do and you make a mistake, you're in trouble. So I've kept it simplistic.
Gotcha. Great stuff. Yeah. I mean, you don't realize how much the picture needs that separate light separating it from the background again, going back in. You don't realize how much it needs it until you put it in.
Mm, that's right. Yes. So there we are. It's a nice little picture, and I'm sure when people do this, they'll think, wow. But if you're more advanced, then why not pick a couple more greens and make it a little darker?
That's a really good point.
I certainly wouldn't do that on a beginner.
Yeah.
A beginner.
Yeah. Lovely stuff. That's really good. Excellent. Well, yeah, that's it. We're right at the end of the class, and that sort of finishes sort of a little brief highlight summary that I mean, I could have talked to you throughout the whole thing. I know this has been fairly short, but we could have just chatted away throughout that whole 40-minute class, and I would have been quite happy, quite content as doing a little narration. But that's really interesting. As I say, that class is free on our website and on YouTube. So if people want to just hop over now and give it a go, then let us know what you think. And also let us know what you thought of this, because I think this has been really interesting.
I'd like to do more. I mean, this is the first time we've tried it. So forgive us if we hesitate a bit, because we're not absolutely sure. But as we get more practice in it, I'm sure we'll be, more professional.
Mm. And if there is a class that is already out there that people think, I'd love to see you skip through some key points of that class and discuss it, then let us know. Obviously, I'm going to pick the classes that we're adding to the website now. So every, however many classes we get, how many episodes we do in a month, when I get around to adding a new class to the website, I'm going to do this. I'm going to choose some key moments from the class, and we can talk about it. But if there is an old class that people want us to discuss, then I'd quite happily dig out the footage and we can chat about it. I'm sure you could talk for hours, Dad, about what your work.
Yeah. Oh, I can. Yeah. Yeah, there's so much. I mean, people know that if they watch the videos, I do indulge myself a little bit in narration, and try to get across how I'm thinking, what my thought patterns are as I'm doing it. And I think this is something that I would have loved to have had when I started out, if I could, someone who would explain like I do. And but I do feel that it's necessary, certainly in teaching, to actually be as forthcoming as you can on what you're doing and your techniques.
Absolutely. Well, if you found this helpful and interesting, always feedback to us. Let us know what you think in the comments. If you'd like to see more, if you have any questions, anything you'd like us to discuss, then always get in touch with us. And if you'd like to see any more like this. But for now, we will leave it there for this week. So thank you, everyone, for watching and for listening. I'm Stephen Bradley.
And I'm Colin Bradley.
Enjoy your week.